We're going to look at the Mishnah Berurah. I'm not telling you any halachos of it. And we're going to talk about how you should conduct yourself. It's how you should conduct yourself according to what the Mechaber says, or the Rosh says, or others. I'm not telling you what you actually do. If you want to know what to do, yes, the Rav. So, this sugya on Daf Memtes Medeis, the Mafalsher of Meir and Rav Yehuda, is a source of a lot of different halachos, a lot of different discussions. And the first thing I asked you to look at was the Rabbeinu Yonah. Now, the Rabbeinu Yonah, what he says is, until now we've had two opinions. Try to keep this straight. It's very complicated to say, and I know it's complicated to understand. There's a machlokes of Meir and the Chacham, and Rabbi Yehuda is the high yadash in these psukim. But Meir says, V'yachalta is revius. The Zavata is drinking. How much drinking? What drinking? Which drinking? What drinking are you talking about? He doesn't say any of that stuff. Rabbi Yehuda says, V'yachalta is eating. The Zavata means the eating has to be an eating of sevia, satiation. How much is that? Kaveitza. That's the machlokes from Meir and Chacham. In order to be mizamin, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. In order to be mizamin, do you have to eat a kazayas, or do you have to eat more? You have to eat a kabetza. A kazayas we decided was a third of revius, and a kabetza we decided is 2/3 of revius. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Okay. The Mishnah is talking about benching, it being part of a zimun, but it seems that all we've shown him that I've seen, everyone equates. Even though we're talking about being part of Zimun, the same question would be, do you have to bench him? And do you have to make a bracha achrona for anything else? Because as I said, there is no Gemara that talks about when do you make an alamichya, how much do you have to eat. It's all based on this Gemara. So you have machlokas, you have a Meir and a Chacham. Until now we've had two opinions about the machlokas, Meir and a Chacham. The shita of the Tosfos, Rambam, Rashi, that this is all on the level of the Rabbanon. Okay? When the Rabbanon do you have to make a bench, bracha achrona? Then is the shita of the Ravid and the Urayim, it says on the level of the Raisa. So if you pass them like a Rav Meir, then you would hold, if you hold like Tosfos, you pass them like a Rav Meir, so you would say Kezayis, you mechuyev the Rabbanon to bench. What are you mechuyev the Raisa to bench? If you have a real kedei sviya, you're full. Okay? If you hold that the machlokis is on the level of the Raisa, so when is you mechuyev the Raisa to bench, according to the mayor? Kezayis. Okay? Fine. So those are the two opinions we've had so far. Either kezayis or full satiation. What I wanted you to look at was the shita of Rabbeinu Yonah, and it's the shita of a number of other different Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yerucham, that holds that we pass them like Rav Meir. We learn the sugya is talking about the Rabbanon. Okay? Therefore, if you eat a kazayis, you mechuyev to bench mid Rabbanon. When are you mechuyev to bench mid Raisa? If you ate a kabetza. Okay? So it's an amazing shita. It's sort of a combination of two. He holds that the kazayas is enough to be mechuyev the rabbanon benching, but sviya means not sviyas keres, the real satiation, but the sviya that Rabbi Yehuda used to learn what v'yachalta meant. Okay, so this is a very unusual shita of Rabbeinu Yonah. That's really the main thing I wanted you to see over here. That in addition to the shitas, that some of them hold that kazayas is the raisa. Somehow you need a real sevia in order to be the raisa. The Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Yeruchim hold that you are the raisa with a kabeitza. Okay? Because the Gemara does call that sevia. Right? According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara says, achila sheyesh b'sevia is what? A kabeitza. So the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rishonim say that is the sevia of the pasuk. If you hold that the Gemara is going to talk about the Rabbanans, the Svi of the Pasuk, though, was talking about Svias Goron, as some Rishonim call it, meaning a kabetza. Alright? The Nakamina would be, according to this, that if one person ate a kazayas and somebody else ate a kabetza, so assuming you have to mechuyev on the same level, which is a huge assumption, because maybe it could be mostly somebody without being on the same level,
you would be, if you ate a gazayas, you'd be mechuyev only to Rabbanan, and if you ate it to a beitza, according to Rabbeinu Yonah and Rabbeinu Yeruchim and others, you'd be mechuyev deraisa. This is actually discussed by there's a huge bir halacha, if you're interested in looking it up, I think it's in Kuf Pei Dalet, where he brings down all the different these three different shitos about when mechuyev Rabbanan and when mechuyev deraisa. Okay, that's the Rabbeinu Yonah. The next thing I asked you to look at was the Ramban. The Ramban learns out something pretty amazing from this Gemara as well. So we pass in like what Rabbi Meir, that the Ochalta is a Kezayis, and the Savota is what? Is Shesia. Ramban seems to learn, first of all, that this is talking about the level of the Raisa. Okay? So the Ochalta, the Savota, like those Rishonim. And it's actually, he does say that other places, remember, the Ramban actually is the one who said that the Gemara where the cotton is being motzi, the father is talking about where he's reading with him. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, they're all mechuyev deraisa. There is no shiur derabbanan. A kezayis is not a shiur derabbanan according to the Ramban. It may not be a shiur derabbanan according to the Ramban. So the pasuk is talking about the level of deraisa. And sevota comes to tell you shesia. So what does it come to tell you about shesia? So if you remember, the Urayim came to tell you that it was not enough to eat, you also had to drink if you were thirsty, and what would be the raisa. Ramban doesn't learn that way. Now, the Chalta comes to tell you that there's a birchos ha-mazon that you must bench with the raisa if you have a meal based on bread. The Savata has come to tell you that there's a bracha with the raisa that you have to make, which is called a bracha aksan en shalosh, that you have to make if you have a meal or a consumption based on Shiva Saminim. And he learns that way, the Psukim, the Pasuk lists all the Shiva Saminim, then after that it says, Yechalta v'savota uverachta. So according to Ramban, there's two possible brachos the Pasuk is talking about. One is benching, that you do with the eat a kazayas of bread, and one is brach achas manshosh, which you do if you have any one of the Shiva Saminim. And Shasiya, for some reason, seems a little far-fetched. But Shasiya is a way of referring to the Shiva Saminim. Since Shia means drinking wine or drinking olive oil or some other kind of shaman, so that's not, you wouldn't bench on that. So if you make a bracha, what kind of bracha must you be making? A bracha achas min sholosh. So you see that all the Shiva Saminim, which you make a bracha achas min sholosh, you would make a bracha the oraisa based on that pasuk. Okay, so this is the sheet of the Ramban, and there are many Rishonim hold this way, that bracha achas min sholosh is a din deraisa on Shiva Saminim. The chiddush is that the Ramban learns it out from this pasuk of a savata. That's the main thing that I wanted to see. I didn't see other Rishonim that say that. Okay, that's the second thing. The last thing that I wanted you to look at was how much do you have to drink in order to what? To make a bracha achrona. How much do you have to drink? So how much do you have to eat in order to make a bracha achrona? So I suppose most Rishonim will learn out. Gemara doesn't really talk about it. The Gemara says how much you have to eat in order to bench, to be included in benching. But I guess most Rishonim, or all Rishonim that I saw, assume that's the same thing. Okay? You could learn differently, but that's the way most Rishonim learn, or all the ones that I saw, that by eating, if you eat a kezayis, then you make a brachorna less than kezayis, you don't make a brachorna less. If it's a barrier, then there's a whole question about it. You know, if you eat a complete organism,
don't eat just one brachorna.
Right, exactly. okay, but what about drinking? Now, it doesn't say anything about what the shiur is for drinking. It says, according to Rameir, the savata means drinking. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the savata means eating of a kaveya. But it never says how much you have to drink in order to be mechuyev. It doesn't give a shiur. So the question is, what is the shiur? So we have some place, we have a shiur for how much you have to drink for something else, and that's the Yom Kippur shiur. We have the shiur of Moel Lugma, which is how much you drink to be chayav in Yom Kippur. That's considered your suve daite, how you translate that. How have you translated that, Aaron? Your suve daite? Mental satisfaction or something?
Mental comfort.
Mental comfort. Mental comfort. Okay. Psychological satiation, or not even satiation, I don't think. No. Maybe comfort. You felt like you ate something.
Yeah.
You ate something.
Takes the edge off.
So the question is, well, is that how much you need to make a bracha achrona or not? So Tosus says that what? That there's no raya from Yom Kippur. Why? Because we see that in general, by eating, there's no raya from Yom Kippur, because by eating by Yom Kippur, you have to have a koseves, and by eating by bracha achrona, you only eat a kazayas. So the same thing is probably true by drinking. That even though you need a moel lugma by Yom Kippur to be miyashiv, that less is going to do it. How much is this less? So he doesn't say, says, so what does he say? So he says, what does he say? Let me see what he says, because I want to tell you what he says. He doesn't say it. So he says, he doesn't say. He says, pachos in moel lugma. He doesn't say how much. Okay? He doesn't say how much. He doesn't say. Okay, he doesn't say how much. So, let's look at the Rush.
No, but as in
he doesn't say how much. I don't think.
But when he says, no, le'inyan bracha mazon, because I
No, he's actually talking about eating there.
Drinking
there. Le'inyan bracha mazon, because I is. No, he's talking about eating. Eating. He's saying, you know, he's talking about eating. He's definitely talking about eating. He doesn't say how much. I don't think.
No, we derive it from Birkas Hamazon.
Why is he bringing? Everybody
that
disagreeing
down
with me here.
Why is he bringing that
yeah
down here?
Okay, let me look at
why
it.
Why is he bringing it? Why is he bringing that down? Just in the middle of drinking, you're talking about this line. When you
no, I don't, see it. I don't see it. He does not say
he's
how much.
Proving.
I do not see that he says how much you have to drink in order to make a brach on it. I don't see the Tosfos. We'll argue about it later, but I don't see it in Tosfos. However, the Rush actually does talk about it. And the Rush is really based on the same discussion. And the Rush says the following. He says, he first of all says, yes, that it's pachos in moel lugma, the same thing. But the question is, how much is it? Okay? So he brings Rabbeinu Yitzchak, and he says Rabbeinu Yitzchak was in doubt about this halacha. If a kazayis is good, just like what? Achila, is, according to Rabbi Meir, only needs a kazayis. Or, since according to the whole idea of making a bracha achrona on drinking comes from the word v'savata, and since the word v'savata was dashened by Rabbi Yehuda to tell you that you needed to eat a kaveya, so maybe in order to make a bracha achrona on drinking, you need to drink a kaveya as well. That's what he says. Okay, or maybe no. There's a distinction between what's considered sviya by drinking and sviya by eating. Sviya by eating maybe in order for to have a bracha achrona is enough if you have a kabeya. But drinking might need more. How much more?
More?
Yeah.
Drinking might need more.
More than a beya?
More than a beya. Right. Yes. That's what he says.
Okay, I don't see that.
I believe. Shem yeshachem
isviya
da achila. He doesn't say how he mechalak, but that's what he needs. He needs more.
Okay.
And therefore he says lochein.
Okay.
Therefore, tov li zoher. You have to read this carefully. Some people read this incorrectly. You should be very careful whenever you drink. She yishte pachos mikazayis. You should drink either less than a kazayis, in which case, what kind of bracha achrona would you make?
None.
Oh, revius, or at least a revius, because then
everybody would
agree. Then you would
have to.
Then you definitely have to make a bracha achrona. Let's talik menasof. Now he doesn't say the question. The question over here, Mark asked it. Everybody asked it. Where did this revius come from?
Now I see. If it's more than a beya, then it would be revius. If he's holding
a
beya,
more than a beya, then it would be revius. Yes, yes.
The question is how to win a revius instead of severe. He says
well,
beya may not be severe,
right,
so
right,
I don't
right,
know
right,
revius.
Right,
okay,
right,
I understand
right
what you're saying.
You know, apparently that's the next shear. I mean, we don't we sort of don't have another shear. Okay? So this is what the Rush says, and this is brought down in Halacha in a number of places in Shulchan Aruch, that if you want to, that we don't know what how much you have to drink in order to make a bracha achrona. We know it's at least a kazayis, and we know it's certainly true for a revius. Anywhere in between is a suffix. And we hold like that Rekiva Eger, even though Tosa seems to say that you're machmir to make a bracha, but practically we seem to hold like the Rekiva Eger, that no, if you're not sure, then you're not going to make a bracha. So you don't want to put yourself in that situation where you maybe you do have to make a bracha and you can't make it. So therefore, whenever you drink, you have to make a drink either less than a kazayis or a revius, meaning either less than an ounce, in gross terms, or 3 ounces or more than 3 ounces. So the Mishnah Berurah that I brought down to you that normally you can just drink less than a, if you don't want to make a bracha corner, just drink a little, just sip, take a little taste. Okay?
Half a shot.
Yeah, half a shot, that's fine. However, it brought down in Sif Gimel over here that what, since there's a, we pass like this rush, it's all based on this rush. In Shulchan Aruch, like 3 or 4 times this halakha was brought down in the Chabad, it's all based on this rush. That what, the problem, that we pass in this way, right? Shir Shasiya Yain Lestayim Bracha Chrona Yesh Safi. We don't know. If it's good enough a kazayas, or you need a revius. Therefore, you should be careful to drink either less than a kazayas, or a revius. It's not part of a revius, or a revius, in order that you should to remove yourself from the suffering. But here we're talking about a cult of birchas hamazon. Any time you're making a bracha on a kosher bracha, you have to drink at least a mole lugma. Once you drink a mole lugma, that's more than a kazayas. So basically, when we say that whenever you're making have a kosher bracha, you have to drink a mole lugma, what you really have to drink is a revius. Okay, again, the hacha here, by they're talking about a kosher bracha or birchas hamazon. Yeshel shtos pachs nikazayas. You can't drink less than a kazayas. The cold dog should serve coast. You can't just take a sip from a kosher bracha, apparently. You need at least kamala lugma, which is rov revius, which is much more than a kazayas. It's twice the size of kazayas.
No, you had it at
1.5. Isn't it twice the size of kazayas? Mala lugma is the rov revius.
Right, that's 1.5. The revius is 3.
Yeah, 1. That's 5. Twice the size.
Kazayas is 1.
It's
Kazayas is 1, Mala lugma is 1.5, and revius is 3.
And kibetz is 2.
And kibetz is 2.
Okay, it's 50% larger than it. Not twice the size, but it's
rov.
Right. Hilkach yishde revius shalim. Okay?
No understanding exactly.
By the way, according to, and basically the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah brings down this famous Taz over here. I just wanted to mention this Taz, what's the famous Taz? Many people know about it. The Taz disagrees with this rush, and he actually says that you only need a kibetzah, you don't need the revius. Okay? And he has a whole drasha based on it. In order to, because he holds it's not really a suffix. He holds that it's clear that if you do the amount that's good for eating, for drinking, you can make a bracha on it. It's just sort of to be the mitzvah in a book card, the rush mentions the revius. We don't have to do revius, this is what Taz holds. This is the same Taz who has another opinion that's very important. And it's on the same din over here. Do you always make a bracha, do you always need to have either a revius or a kazayas in order to make a bracha chrona? So the Taz says a tremendous chiddush. Says no, it depends on what people normally eat from this object. And he gives the famous example of schnapps. And he says that yayin sorof, people do not drink a revius of yayin sorof. You drink your kazayas or whatever it is that you drink. So he says that since that's what people normally drink of yayin sorof, so that would be considered a schnapp to make a bracha achrona.
Where did he say less than kazayas though? Pachas?
Yeah, well, whatever the shir is. He doesn't say, I don't think he says how much it is. Maybe it's pachas kazayas. I don't think he says exactly the amount. But he says people don't drink, revius of schnapps at a time. That's not a normal amount of schnapps. So therefore he says since people normally, he says apparently other drinking, that's what they would normally do. But not yayin sorof. And it depends on the specific item that you're eating or drinking. So therefore he says you make a bracha achrona on a schnapps glass, a shot glass of yayin sorof. He's talking about bracha achrona. Of course, we derive it, we take it one step further. It's very practical. It's a very useful halacha. Many people, I'm not talking about halachas over here, but many people use this for what?
For kiddush.
Okay?
Shabbos morning.
That is considered the drinking.
Even
though normally we say you need to have, a host has to have a revius in order to make kiddush on it. But since, according to Tataz, Revius depends on what the normal thing is of drinking of it. And since by schnapps, the normal thing is not a Revius, but it's a shot glass, so a shot glass is enough. You can make Kiddush on a shot glass. No, they say shak on the Evazoro. But you have to make a burn of oshas. Even if you don't have any other thing. The Taz is really talking about a bracha korban. He's not talking about Kiddush. Just we derive the Kiddush from there. Okay? Mm-hmm. So according to the Taz, if you just have a shot of schnapps, you have to make a burn of oshas. Okay.
Stop. What about people who have just a shot of Kiddush?